It is either a day of reckoning or certainly a momentous occasion. We have never seen anything like this before. It is extraordinary. But as the Prime Minister is apparently going to say at his press conference later today, extraordinary times call for a bold and far-reaching solution.
What are the consequences of taking the government, taking a stake in banks?
Effectively, the banks are being part nationalised. They will, the government will use our money, taxpayers' money, equivalent to about £2,000 per taxpayer, and they will take preference shares in the bank. This means we will have a stake in the bank. It'll hugely increase government borrowing, and the key thing is, we really don't know whether this will work. It was only 5 days ago that the US Congress finally passed the $700 billion bailout plan for the American financial system. Since then, the Dow Jones has plunged. It was down another 500 points yesterday. That hasn't worked. Will this work?
I guess there's a whole set of other consequences too, including the public reaction. And do we have any indication about what the public will think about all
this?
Well,
we certainly do, because the Guardian readers have been commenting, and they are not happy about it at all. A couple of the comments: why should my taxpayers' money be thrown at them? Also, people are pointing out, why didn't the government do this for the miners or for the rover workforce? So I think there is a risk, A, that it won't work, and B, that there'll be a huge backlash.
Overnight, it's clear as well that around the world, not just in Britain, because even this only addresses the situation in Britain, that the situation around the world is getting worse.
Yeah, to a certain extent, the British banking bailout is almost a sideshow globally. The markets have gone further into free fall on the back of the Dow's fall. Japan has had a torrid time overnight, almost 1,000 points slashed from the index, over 9%. The same in Australia. Australia made the shock decision to cut interest rates by a full percentage point yesterday. That hasn't worked. There are calls now for Britain's MPC to cut rates tomorrow by at least half a point. Some people are calling for a full point. But will that work? We really don't know.